AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were some tense moments at the Capitol today. There was a brief lockdown. A fire about a mile away sent smoke into the sky. When it was determined there was no threat, the lockdown at the Capitol was lifted during inauguration rehearsal. It's a sign of the tension following the deadly Capitol riot almost 2 weeks ago. Senior fellow John Hudak at the Brookings Institution says, get used to this.
There was no difference between the president's supporters, who believe in those types of ideals or lack of ideals, and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're domestic terrorists, and they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris took part in Martin Luther King Jr. Service Day. President Trump stayed at the White House. Margaret Huang with the Southern Poverty Law Center says poor people need help at this time in the nation's history.
Martin Luther King led the fight against poverty, and we need to restore that. We need to think about how we help people who have been struggling at the edges of the economy for so long. How do we help them?
Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of states. There's also worries about the variant of the virus that is more contagious and is spreading across the country. More mass vaccination sites are opening. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is worried about the vaccines and who is getting them.
It's not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries.
There's a push in California to stop vaccinations using doses by Moderna because of possible severe allergic reactions. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham will resign Inauguration Day. He's been criticized over efforts to produce citizenship data to comply with an order from President Trump. This is AP News. Garth Brooks will take part in the inauguration Wednesday. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Garth Brooks says his involvement with Joe Biden's inauguration is not a political statement, but one of unity. Brooks said during a virtual press conference he will play solo, doing what he calls broken down bare bones stuff. Brooks played at the inaugural celebration for President Barack Obama, but cited a scheduling conflict when invited to play for President Donald Trump's inauguration. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez are among the other performers at Biden's inauguration. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Aditya Singh is being told to stay away from O'Hare Airport in Chicago. The man from California told police the coronavirus made him afraid to fly. So when he was supposed to fly out of Chicago, authorities said he hid in a secured area at O'Hare for 3 months. Singh, who was unemployed, told police he found an airport badge and other passengers had given him food. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.